Narrative Frameworks 44. Transmitter Receiver. What is it you transmit and receive? What is the energy that runs through you, Transmitter Receiver? Like a radio receives radio signals and plays out the tune. Transmitter Receiver. Consciousness, not the mere product of the brain. But the brain transmits and receives consciousness, and is made up of it also. The brain transmits and receives consciousness, and is made up of it also, exists within it as another object of its creation. So there is this appearance that the brain generates or creates consciousness. Just like there is the appearance that the radio generates or produces sound. But that is a rather limited view. Where does the sound come from? And where does the consciousness of the brain come from? And what use is the word where when we are dealing with the timeless and spaceless? Pure consciousness, I creates. The pure I of consciousness creates. The brain is a part of that, the body too. And these tools, for they are not primaries, consciousness is primary, these tools, body and brain, allow us as individuals and as a species to be the manifest world-exploring extensions of the one I, the pure I of consciousness, the I from which all other eyes are born, the I that sees through all eyes. We are the extensions of love. We are love. We are love's extension. And the extension of a thing must be that thing also. The thing, no thing of love. Out in the world, in its own exploration of itself. And yet forever in its nature. What is the nature of love, of existence, of self? Is it secondary or primary? We are secondary and we are primary. You can live a secondary life or you can live a primary life. What do I mean by this? A secondary life, a primary life, or a secondary life is a life lived from borrowed images, adopted understandings. Societal thoughts. Or we can live a primary life that is your own direction. Love directed into manifestation. Love directing the manifestation. And you the custodian of whatever and wherever love chooses to go. So long as it remains love, so long as you are not kidding yourself, and so long as you are aligning to the principles of love which are seen universally through all the great spiritual traditions. A primary life is the coming closer to the core of these traditions and the core of yourself. But you can live a secondary life, or you can live the primary life. You can live from the core, or you can live from the edges. You can live from the place of direct revelation, or you can live from the place of that which is revealed to you by someone else. And it's all perhaps the motion of love. How close do you want to get to this love that is the nature of your own being? You decide. You choose. True love power, or relative insignificance. The love of fake power, or the true power of love. And that love of fake power, how does this relate to living a secondary life? Well, it's focusing on the duality of separation, in which some parts can have power over other parts, and you might want to be in the powerful part of the game rather than the unpowerful part of the game. So it's fake in the way that it doesn't include the wholeness of reality, whereas the power of love is true because it is the wholeness of reality, the wholeness that allows the dance of duality to be, the dance of power play. That love, knowing itself, may participate in but does not get lost in. So false or fake is more to do with being limited to the sub-plot, and true is being aware of the overall story. False is the small picture, big is the true picture. And of course, when it's all aligned, the small picture is as true as the big picture. But the small picture is a mirror to the principles of the big picture, rather than a distortion or removal of them or from them. The love of fake power, or the true power of love. And these are very different kinds of power. One is power over, another is power in harmony with. Life is most itself, where it is most in touch with its most elevated principles. Life is most itself in love, the true power of love.